What has it done? I predicted, I said, well, she gets 7 days of rain. I didn't want to predict it. I didn't want it to happen because we have enough rain. Isn't it crazy? Global warming, just everything's changed. Winter time's not, it's no longer winter. Winter time is rain, 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 and more rain. And maybe if you're lucky, 2 days of snow all winter season. The winter season's ruined. I used to love winter and I don't love winter anymore. Then you look at summertime and you're like, oh, okay. In the beginning, it's dry. You're like, this is great. Dry heat. I can handle this. Okay, yeah. And then here comes the change. Again, rain, 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 and more rain. And then you look at the past last couple years, 4th of July, holiday weekends, rain, 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 and rain again and rain. And then you walk out and you could have swore you're not in like rainforests or, you know, in the middle of the deep woods in Colombia or Panama or Costa Rica, but it sure the hell feels like it. And then you realize you can't even step outside because you can't breathe because of the rain, rain, and rain, and more rain, and rain, and rain. And then we wonder why it's a record traveling season for the United States of America. Land of the overly priced and home soon of everybody who's scraping by. And you realize that everybody just wants to get the hell away, way, 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 way from the rain, 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 and rain. And then they realize they just traveled right into the rain and rain and rain and rain again and more rain. A few of my friends that got away, way, 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 and one of them texted me before and said, I missed my flight twice. Twice. The first flight is because they changed gates. And he said, by the time I took my daughter and we ran across the airport of all places, Chicago, Chi-town, however you want to slice and dice it, was already, you know, a big airport anyway. Let them off one end of the airport. They had to be on the opposite end of the airport. And as he said, I missed my flight by 4 minutes. Literally got there and the plane just left. Excuse me. I got on another flight. And as he said, you know where I'm going? I said, no, where? I know you're going somewhere where it's nice and warm and tropical. And he said, yes, in the rain. And showed me a picture of the radar. I was like, God, rain, rain, and more rain and rain again. And he tried to get away with his daughter from the rain. You know, and of course, her being 16 years old, she's just tickled pink to get the hell away, way, way, far away, way, 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 way. You realize what changed, and you realize the person who took office, Biden, and you realize when Trump was in office and he's giving away all this money and change and change and change and change and change, and everybody had money to do things and travel and, you know, extra money and paid and bills and that. And in my back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, as I told a lot of people, we're going to end up paying for this when he leaves office. What do you mean? Because I think what's going to happen is all that free change, and more change, we're all going to be paying for it with the next presidency, and we're going to pay it back, and we're going to be scraping change, and more change. And you don't want to predict that was going to be reality, but that's where it's at. A lot of people are like, it's just we're missing something in life. I tell you what's missing something. There's a lot of businesses closed. There's not a lot of entertainment. There's not a lot of things to do. The cost enough for groceries, people are scraping by change, and more change. And then you scrape by just to save up to get the heck away. And then you want to escape Mother Nature and the fires and the storms and the rain. And I'll be damned if you find yourself on 4th of July weekend, you found yourself full circle and scraping by change, and damn, you're putting an umbrella on the beach in the rain. I'm just looking forward to getting my new stove, so I can cook, because I'm embracing positive change, and isn't that the way of life, isn't it? So when you're having a holiday weekend, that feels like nothing but depressive pain, 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 pain. Don't forget everybody else is on that same flight. Going right back into the rain, 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 while scraping for change, change, change. And isn't that the damnedest, darnest thing? Be safe. Embrace the change in the rain and do something happy and find a reason every day to end the evening with laughter and smiles and realize we're all in this together of pain and change and too much global warming, change and change and change. And I'm going to say for myself, I'm over the rain, 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 rain and rain. Exactly. I agree.